In the Parsha Meraglim, Kidua, the Oynash of Chazal, Chazal bring down in Soita that V'tisa kol ha'edo v'yitnu es kolam v'yivku Amarabo amriach no isa ha'yoyim erv tisha bav ha'yam Amakadosh Baruch Hu yimbachu b'chir shalchina v'aniak v'olam b'chil ha'deris. So you start hearing a whole shmuz this week from about Golos and Geula, so let's speak about this Gemara, the Parsha. I just did want to be myself one thing that I just noticed today, yesterday. Learning Shir. So the pasuk over there says, "Been again with the shmuz that Rav Khan gave, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's love for Klaisel never changes." It's Klaisel. It's the way Rashi learns a pasuk. It's Geshmak. Rashi says, "Ani Yeshena v'libi er." We just got into the base of Mikdash. We're going to Golos. So Rashi says Ani Yeshena means that we finally got into Eretz Yisrael and we were waiting, and then Lemaisa we fell asleep and we stopped doing the mitzvahs. K'sheis Yishav v'sheket v'vayis Risha ne'ashtim me'avod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'libi er is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Libi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Tzorer Levavi. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're sleeping, but I'm not sleeping. But Lemaisa I have to help teach you what to do in the Gauls. Okay. But Kopanim, Shaila is, what's the inyan of Chazal over here that Chazal Darshan from the Bechiyah, Vayitnu as Koilam Vayivku. And the Oynish is that Atem Bechiyah, Bechiyah Shalchinam, and I'm going to Akvalachem Bechiyah Ladaris. So I've said over this before, it's Machshava, but I'll say it over with a few Isafis. Is that really there's another kasha over here. And the kasha is that Klal Yisrael is choyte, and Memela, what's the oynish? Klal Yisrael is choyte, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them to Golos. So, L'chaira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just do punitive punishments, he's upset at Klal Yisrael, and he just gives us a punishment, a patch. L'chaira, the point of the oynish is to be misakin us. It's to for a tikkun tzaras. After the whole tzaras process, a person's supposed to have done tshuva and realizing that, like last week's parasha, there's no purpose in just stam oynshin. So l'chaira of Klaisel was chayte, and because of that they got the Golos. You have to figure out, so how's Golos going to make it better? Golos is just going to make it worse. If in Eretz Yisrael they were over gilu ashvichas dam and avodah zara, so going to Golos is going to make it better? Where's the tikkun over there to the chet? How does it shy chatikun in Golos? So I heard this from Rabbi Lapiansky on Tisha B'Av that in this Gemara he had Shver on Vatisa Kol Eidah Vayinu Kolam Vayivku. So it sounds like that I said this. So it sounds like the Oynish. It sounds like the problem is the Bechia. The problem is that Klal Yisrael was boicha. And someone's not just a plan words, that B'Shad was like getting back at Klal Yisrael. Oh, you cried? I'm going to make you cry. I'm going to do something to you that's so bad that you're going to cry. Because then the point is that, it's not nothing to do with the Bechia. The point is you did an Avera. And if you did an Avera, now I'm going to give you an Einchim. What am I going to do? I'm going to make you go to a Gauls and they're going to be shabbat you very badly. You may cry, don't cry. The point is not the crying. The point is that it's so bad that you have to cry. So why is the focus on the Bechia? What's the purpose of focusing on that? What are Chazal saying with that? So there's another kasha, which is that the Gemara Tainis says that Shavasa Batama is Keneged, is the day of the Cheta Egel. And is associated with the Cheta Egel. The Moshe Rabbeinu came down, the Shvira Saluchas, that was Shavasa Batamas. And Tisha B'Av is the day of the Shiluach Meraglim, or they came back from the Meraglim, and the Bechia. So it's associated with the Cheta of the Meraglim. So L'chaira, we would think, which is worse, the Cheta of the Egel, the Cheta of the Meraglim. Some of the Cheta of the Meraglim, they were a little afraid or whatever, and especially the way the Torah teaches Vayivku, okay, there's Lashon Hara. But the chet of the eagle was of a desire. There was kfir there. So l'chaira, if anything, Shavasa Batamas is the haschala. It's not the gemar. It sounds like Shavasa Batamas is less chomer than Tisha B'Av. So why would there be where Shavasa Batamas is connected the Chet HaEgel, and where is the Chet HaMeraglim tiefer than the Chet HaEgel? Where is it more chomer than the Chet HaEgel that there should be an oinish which is greater than the oinish for the Chet HaEgel? So there's the pshat is like this, that when if a person's complaining, they're kvetching about something. Okay, so they decided to kvetch about it. You know, they really don't like it. It's like a schmuck. You know, I didn't get a good job. I got a good job. I got a good opportunity. I didn't get it. I wanted something. I didn't get what I wanted. Someone hurt me. Someone insulted me. And you could yell and you could scream, but maisa bechia, you can't fake that. You can't. It's not a reaction that a person can fake. So when the bechia has to be, it's mamash benafshoy that. Be'etzim, he feels that chisaron. Like the Maral says, the bechia comes from a chisaron. Bechia is be'etzim touching up something. So when a person is leaving a place, l'moshel, a person is leaving their where they lived for many years, or they're leaving their home. It's more a certain amount of bechia because they feel like they're leaving. They feel like they're going away from where they were supposed to be. If Klal Yisrael was going into Eretz Yisrael, and they're told about Eretz Yisrael, and they say, we're going to have to go there, and it's very bad, and they start being boiche, so the pshat is that the bechi of Klal Yisrael is showing that they feel they don't belong there. They want to stay here. It's be'etzim, they don't feel themselves associated with Eretz Yisrael. They don't feel that they're associated with that place. And you're taking me where I don't go. You're moving me out of my home. You're moving me where I feel more comfortable. I want to be here. I don't want to be there. So it's benafshim that they feel disconnected from Eretz Yisrael to the point that there's Mo'er Bechia. So, in other words, Eretz Yisrael represents that whole kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It represents the place that we can be miskasher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they didn't feel that was right for them. So Milas Mo'er Bechia. So the Oinish was that they realized that Klal Yisrael expressed such a disinterest in this level of chibur with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what happens? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send you to Galus. So what happens in the Galus? So what happens in the Galus is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you have to go to Galus, and you have to go to Galus until the point that you're boicha, that you're in Galus. And it's going to come, the Galus is going to be so stark that you're going to finally feel that you don't belong in the Galus. Whatever the tsaras are, whatever the matzav in the Galus is, it's ma'ir klaisol to be boicha. What are they boicha? That we don't belong here. We want to go back. So memila, if a Kodesh Baruch says, I have to put you in a matzav that you could realize where your taka belong, and you belong back in Eretz Yisrael, and this is what you're boicha to go back. So memila, the atem bechia bechisim bechia shalchinam means you're boicha because you wanted to stay in Mitzrayim, you wanted to stay in the Midbar. You're being boicha not to be. Have the chibur with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. So the only thing in Misakin that has put you in a matzah that you realize that that's the only place you belong. Everywhere else you go, you don't belong there. And everywhere else you go, you can't do what you have to do. And in the middle, the only way Kodesh Baruch Hu can teach us that, he tells us to galus, until you have to realize on your own where your taka belong. So the bechia shalchina shal l'doiris, not an oinish, that I'm going to get you back. This is the only way to be mesak in the bechia. The only way to mesak in the bechia of Shalchinam was if I could put you in a matzev that it's going to be ma'ir by you of bechia l'dayrus. That's the taich. So memela, this is the amkus of the chet of the meraga much more than chet ha'egel. Chet ha'egel was an avoy dezar, was a yitzahara, a taiva. So it's always more mibachotz. Anytime that there's a kilkel mibifnim, it's much more chomer. The Goyen says that we just learned that Goyen that Avodah Zarah Grigal as Shechus Dam, the Duris that was in the first Beis Hamikdash, those that or the Chet HaEgel, that was Mibachotz. That's a Kilkul Mibachotz from a Taiva that came from the outside that they wanted something. But a Bechia is a Kilkul Mibifnim. A Kilkul Mibifnim is much more chomer. The Goyen says that's why Edom is represented by Chazir. Chazir is the one that has a Simen Kashus Mibachotz and has a Simen and inside. It doesn't have a simen kashas mibifnim. Because Edom is the worst galus. It's where outside everything's good, but everything's mokolkol bifnim. So it's the same idea. So memela, the shvas v'tamos was the chet ha'egel. You can have a tikkun for that. But here, when the chet was mibifnim, that's where you can't have a tikkun for that. That's one pshat. There's another whole pshat that The Netziv writes in the Hakdama, there's the Hakdama to the Hemek Shela, which is very, very long, and he writes over there Homahalach. I just want to say quickly, because he brings in some of the psukim here by the Egel, by the Meraglim. And he basically says his mahalach is that, I mean, generally, 2 minutes, but his point, that Nagia, this question, is that the tikkun of it, is going to Golos, is Chai Ani Ne'um Hashem. That he says, and the Marsha says the same thing. Marsha says, how did Chazal know that because they were boicha, that's why Golos happens? So he says, because the Pasuk says right after the Bechia, it says, Chai Ani Ne'um Hashem. So the Netziv teaches that the Chai Ani means you made a Chilo Hashem. You made a Chilo Hashem. So the only tikkun you can have is that you have to make a Kiddush Hashem. So the you have to bring out the covet of a Kodesh Baruch in the Bria. How you bring out the covet of a Kodesh Baruch in the Bria is that it has to be Chai Ani, the tachlis of me is to bring out Kavod Shemayim in the Bria. So you have to go to Golos to bring my Kavod Shemayim everywhere. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is Chai Ani Ne'um Hashem V'Yimoli Chvoid Hashem Es Kol Ha'aretz. So the Netziv says that's the remnant of the Golos. That the Golos is, since you made a Chil Hashem, you have to go to B'Chol Ha'aretz and make that Ani, that Hashem, is Chal, is Nikr, is the Kavod Shemayim is Nikr in the whole Bria. So it's takatikun vaiter. It's not stam einish of galus. There's salachti kidvarecha v'ulam chai ani v'yimalich what Hashem has called. This is your responsibility that you have to go and make the kavod shem shemayim in chol ha'aretz. But toich over there, what the real point of the netziv is a gevaltika mahalach to explain something. He says that there's different shlavim in the nesinas ha'Torah. The Nesinas HaTorah was given that everything was mafurish. The psukim were mafurish, the halachas psukos were mafurish, everything was mafurish. There was no room, really, to add anything. The only thing you could add is you could figure out what was Nitnu L'Moshe Misinai. So, but there was no room for the way he says, B'derech Pilpul, that was not given to Klai Yisrael, it was specifically to Moshe, and that was not the Nesinas HaTorah. That's the Nesinas HaTorah. The Klai Yisrael was with all the rules and all the everything. But he says that once Klai Yisrael got to Eretz Yisrael, so it says that Shloima Melech Izein v'chiker v'tikin m'shalom harbe. And the Gemara says we learn from there. He made up. Isurim derabanan, and izain v'chiker v'tikain. So he goes through what are those three things, but he says izain is a handle. Why do you need a handle? You don't need a handle unless you're moving something. If everything stayed put, you don't need it. What do you need a handle for? You have a big jug, and coffee, the big thing. You leave it on the counter, and you take. You have to pour. You only need a handle on a pitcher. You're going to move around, right? So he says that once it was. The Golos is Mechayiv, that there has to be a handle to the Torah. That wherever you go, you take the Torah with you. And he says, if everything's just, that's the Pasuk, and this is the Torah Shabbat Peh, and this is the Halachas Pesukais, so it's all memorization. There was never given timim, there was never given ways to mufalpel, and to marchiv the Torah, and to marbe the Torah, so, and to understand it with the timei mitzvahs and the timei Torah. It was the rules, this is it. So if this is the rules, so it's not shaykh to move it anywhere. So Shlomo HaMelech had to be easy, and had to make a handle that when you go to Golos, Klal Yisrael is going to go to Golos. In order to go to Golos, you have to bring the Torah with you. So in order to make that there's a handle to the Torah, it has to be Izain, it has to be, it can't just be Kabbalah B'lay Tam. There has to be a Tam to it. It says, just like Tosfos says, that you should learn B'Negina, because Negina helps you remember the Torah. Kal v'chomer, if you understand what you're talking about, it's not just memorization. Then it's Ne'imus with the person, you understand it. And then if you have a Mokim, to be Marchiv on it, V'chiker, to add on, etc. U'mitoich achrois u'pilpul, this is the way that the person is shaykh to be, bring the Torah with them. This is what he says. And he says, that's why, here's a lot on this. basically a lot of this. This was nischadish at the time that Kaiser was getting ready for the Golos. This whole Derech and Torah was nischadish. Till the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, till that whole Tekufa, everything was just remembering. There was no room, and even Asniel ben Kenaz, he was just mechadish the old halachas. He forgot the halachas, so you have to remember the old halachas. But there was never room until Shlomo HaMelech for this, and this was, and then by the Golos, Achigil Zman Yeshio HaMelech. So he says that this happened, this whole chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu was given Rishus to give over this chilk of Torah to Klal Yisrael happened by the Chet and the Meraglim. As he says, and he says, this is the Pesukim in Dvarim. Pesukim in Dvarim says, this is fascinating, whole Mahalach. The Pesukim in Dvarim says, Eila Dvarim, and he tells everything, Achre HaKoysai, that you, he gave them Musar. He told them, these are the whole Chataim that you did. And then he says, Be'evar Yardin Be'eretz Moyav, Hoyal Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Azois. So what's he saying? He's saying that, because you did all these averis, and you're going to end up, you did the chet meraglim, and you're going to end up being in galus now. So if you end up being in galus, and I have to be be'er hetev, I have to give you the ability to mechadish the Torah and take it with you where you go. Because the key of, if according to him, we're supposed to make a kiddushim shemayim in galus, that's our function. The only way to do that is with Torah, is with the chibur to the Torah. So memela Klal Yisrael, he says, is that the amelus b'Torah shebal peh is what keeps Klal Yisrael going through the galus. And this whole thing was only neschadish to Klal Yisrael, and it was only become a tzorich for Klal Yisrael once it was neschadish to Gzeir of Golos. That's basically his whole mahalach over here. There was neschadish by the Chet Magen to Gzeir of Golos. That's when it was neschadish a new mahalach in Torah. Otherwise, it could have just blived like that. This is the halacha, do this and done. But Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Klal Yisrael this thing, Gufa, when it was neschadish to Gzeir of Golos. In Klal Yisrael, is that it was neschadish the oifen to keep Klal Yisrael through the galus, through the as we said, mishosha heichel achurban galus Yisrael hisamitz yeshio melech ve'achav anshe kenez agdolu lahagdol toru v'pilpul b'Yisrael because of this inyan. So this is the two inyan I want to bring out. One is the bechia that the point of the whole avelus and the whole point is to yearn to go back. This is good for the tikkun for the chet. And the second tikkun is to mekadoshim shemayim, to misakin the chai oni, num Hashem, we malich vodis kol aretz. It's our job to malich vodis kol aretz. And the way to do that is through the amkus and tarsha bal peh. And we should be zoiche to continue to do that.